Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 140 of the Planet Destiny podcast. This is going to be a big one because we've got a lot of things going on in the Destiny universe right now, and we're going to be getting into it. But first, I got to get ready for battle.
Yes, you do, my friend.
Wow. Honestly, I need a gif of this already, of just the Guardian dancing.
I can't do that for long. This is super cool, but it's super hard to breathe in, so like you can't wear it for too long, but you can't see out of it. That's pretty dope. All right.
It's gorgeous. What's
up? Hi, guys. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to PD.
Hello.
Hi. We do a show. For everybody who's listening to the audio version of this podcast, you gotta go back and watch the stream now because you don't know what just happened.
You don't know.
You have
a
clue.
You're completely bewildered by this.
Not even a single clue, and you gotta go back and watch the full thing. But welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 140 of the Planet Destiny podcast. We are back to talk about some big things going on in the Destiny 2 universe. But first up, we've got our usual roundtable of hosts. We've got returning.
Kind of.
Fallout play. Well, it's a rotating table. Round tables can rotate. They can
That's
spin.
Fair. You know, that's fair.
King Arthur's spinning table.
It's a turntable.
There you
go.
Get it funky. That's right. Fallout, what's up, man? Welcome to the stream.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, Mr. Iron Banana.
Yes, the Iron Banana returns.
Yes, welcome back. We've got Mega Magwitch of Husky Raid fame.
That's me, baby. How you holding up, everybody? How's it going? Yeah.
Good to have you here. And we've got Nim. Mr. Nim Plays. Thanks for joining us tonight, man.
Always a pleasure, man. Thank you for having me.
Right on. And, of course, I am the Black Link. For all the people who just joined, I got a helmet. You guys missed me with it on. You got to go back and watch the archive. It's beautiful. Beautiful Titan helm.
That was great.
Got to go back.
But
right on, it is time to talk about some Destiny stuff. We had some stuff going on in the Destiny universe this week, didn't we?
A dull moment. Definitely a good week. Definitely a good one.
One or two things happened this week?
Yes.
Something happened.
What things? Nothing. No.
What was it?
Some things.
Nothing's going on.
Some things specifically didn't happen, which in their own way is interesting if you're a fan of the Trials of the Nine.
Ooh.
Why you gotta bring that up, dude?
Starting with the salt today. Yeah, trials got canceled. That happened, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Interesting. Yeah,
it really
interesting.
Did.
There's apparently an emote that will allow you to cheat a little too easily, and they said well, fuck you guys for finding this. We're getting rid of trials. Like, that's it. Alright then. Well,
I gotta say I'm really sad about it.
Yeah, that'd be kind of a bummer for, you know, a lot of people, I would think.
It's kind of a major reason a lot of people, especially people who stream the game, play Destiny 2. They play it for Trials, and of course, if you don't know, Trials was canceled this week because of an emote that you can utilize to basically get out of bounds into the outside of the map, and it's that weird bureaucratic walk emote, like the most harmless, goofy looking thing in the game. It breaks the highest tier game mode for PvP, so no trials this week.
Gotta love the silliness of it.
I mean, only in Destiny. I'm just gonna comp
it's
that Battlefield statement.
It's really, you know what? It's been a controversial week for glitches in general. How about that? Let's talk about some.
Oh.
I'm just diving right into the hot topics right now. A little bit of a debate on World's First Prestige Raid, because the Prestige Raid dropped.
Oh, God.
Yes,
it
did.
I guess a lot of shit happened this past
week. Yeah, right? So much has happened that it's like, I forgot about things until we just started talking, honestly. Like, yeah, but we we did get the Prestige Raid, and I guess we can talk about it and what it had to offer first, right?
Like, I mean, did anybody here do it?
Let's talk about what it had to offer first, because that's a short conversation right there.
Obviously, that's the deepest conversation we'll be having this week, is all things in the Prestige Raid.
I'd like to point out, we called a lot of the things, like eight dogs, and not being able to have the same people go through the gauntlet more than once. Like,
we talked about that.
Yeah. So I feel pretty good about that. I haven't actually played it. I don't really know what's different during the bathers. Is there more bathers? Is that like it?
They're stronger. I know that.
Okay. They are stronger.
It takes a lot more to put those guys down. But I don't remember what else has changed. I think you get like a debuff or something, and you have to go stand on a certain plate. That's really the only thing I can think of that's different.
And then, I heard that you like have to one phase it in order to like not get that debuff.
Oh yeah,
interesting. Makes sense. And then Kallus randomly switch swaps people around, like switches you places with someone who's in the Mind's Eye and someone who's not. I guess
if you slap the Scion Counselor, it teleports you into the Shadow Realm, and someone inside the Shadow Realm gets teleported out. So it's
basically you're activating Kallus's trap card if you hit one of the Scions, and he sends you to the Shadow Realm.
He just gives you that full on Seto Kaiba face. Like,
I only had about 3 hours to play. I got up to where did I get to? I got to the bather part, and then we had to go to bed because had work in the morning.
Yeah.
But we got to the bather part.
Yeah.
It was fun, but what do you get from doing the prestige raid? What do you get?
you get some hot and spicy glow bits on your armor.
There
wow,
you go.
Wow, dude, what a thriller.
What you want,
spicy.
Wanted, man. It's what
Look,
you want.
Look, I love Bungie and I love Destiny. Gonna be honest, a little disappointed that that was the extent of like the rewards for the procedure.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think like, the only reason that it really turns me off is just like a lot of people I think were hoping for missing guns that there aren't raid versions of. You know, we've mentioned several times on this podcast, like there'll probably be a raid fusion from the prestige version, and then it was like,
nope.
That is pretty disappointing.
I don't think it's out of line to like just be like, yeah, it's a little bummed. Like I don't know. Yeah. I'm usually off in my own little world. People think I'm really super interconnected with like the beating pulse of the news community in Destiny 2. I'm really not. I'm off in my own world. I'm like, everyone's like, wow, did you hear the news? I'm like, no, I'm testing garbage in like in a tiny room in the Cosmos, not the
green
Cosmos,
shotguns
in the European dead zone. Shotguns, man. But I talked to Mega. I was like, yo, do you want a raid tonight? Because when the prestige raid dropped, because I assumed he'd be like, fuck yeah, man, let's go, let's do the prestige raid. I was like, you want to do the prestige raid? He goes, why? I was like, I don't know, man, I just figured you'd want to tease, like, you didn't get anything, you get a shit. I was like, really? Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I still dove into it because I wanted to try it, and it was fun, the mechanical changes. I enjoyed it, but yeah, just bummed out for the... It's like, I don't know why... Other than my girlfriend saying, hey, let's finish the prestige raid because she wants to finish it, I have no... If she just vanished into thin air, I would have negative desire to complete that raid. It would be gone.
Yeah, you know, I thought this started off in a hilarious way. Fallout says, I was running the prestige raid this week, and I'm just like, nah, I haven't touched it. I don't really have a desire to touch it because I think it is fair to say that people were expecting, you know, weapons and whatnot, because that's been the case with every other raid in Destiny's history. And I've watched the full prestige raid. I watched World First and all that happen, and it looks super fun. Like, I already really enjoy the Leviathan. I think it's a fantastic raid, and I'd probably be perfectly fine with the prestige version. But, you know, when you look at the rewards, and it's like, you know, you get armor, and then I think it's like you get an emblem for completing hard mode, and then the ornament for the Legend of Vakrius, and it's like, that's it. I was like, well, I don't care.
Yeah, same.
I'll run it for the fun of it, but not for the rewards, because there's none.
Basically, to me, beating the prestige raid is like playing through like a Halo campaign on Legendary. Like, you do it to say that you did it, but like, is it fun? That's why I don't do it. That's why I have no interest in it, because I'm like, I just want to beat it on the... I'm a heroic guy.
Yeah.
Normal raid, heroic guy. I want like that
Mega
little
so
bit
heroic.
Of challenge. I want a little bit of challenge, but not to the point where I'm just like, ugh, I'm so bored. Like, God, okay, let me just empty three clips to kill this one enemy, or like, I don't want that in my life, all right? I think a normal raid is a nice, perfect balance of challenge for me if I'm not getting insane rewards. Like, there's no reason for me to do the prestige raid other than, honestly, my number one motivation to clear the Legend of Akrius exotic quest out of my inventory.
Get it like, out of
but yeah, since, I want since it I know all you get is a skin for the Legend
it's
of Akrius,
yeah.
Admittedly, an ornament that's sleek, but I'm not about to do it just for that. I'm probably just going to delete the quest line now. Just save myself the trouble.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
it's getting annoying.
It's definitely just a weird situation where, you know, like I said, it's still fun content, and those who want to run it, they certainly can, but there's not really a lot of rewards tied to it. I mean, outside of the different colored armor, that's pretty much all you're getting from there. We are apparently getting challenges for it coming soon, which I think they said that completing a challenge is basically going to guarantee a raid drop. Which, if I may just take a moment to address the irony of the situation, you want a guaranteed drop from an encounter? Gotta complete a challenge. That's right. Or else tokens. Tokens for everyone.
Wait, when you say a guaranteed raid drop, you mean like for a raid drop that we can already get from doing the regular?
Correct.
Yep.
There's an asterisk on that statement.
Yeah, I'm just not gonna raid anymore. Oh, you know what you can also do? You can also go to the tower and do jack shit and let your clan do it for you like I did, and then get a free rocket launcher.
And get your third rocket launcher.
Yo, I mean, legit. Some people were super salty about the fact that clan rewards give you raid gear. I didn't raid at all this week. Logged in on, like, Thursday. Somebody in my clan had completed it. Free rewards. I was, thanks. I don't have to do it this week.
Right?
You my dog. So I'll take
that. So, prestige raid, consensus, eh.
Man.
Unless, I mean, if you really want to do it, like, do it once for the fun of
for the
it, the challenge of
yeah.
it, I guess. But, like, is there much reason to continuously do it? Not really, as far as I can see. I guess maybe it's the coolest looking armor with its little purple glow or whatever, but that's about it. Like,
it's pretty. It's definitely pretty.
It looks
but is
nice.
is it still the same type of armor? Like, mobility
it's...
or heavy or whatever? Like,
yeah.
Then I have literally, as a hunter main, like, I'm not gonna fucking do it. I'm not going through that just to get more mobility gear that I can't even wear for anything. Like,
you
nah,
need
pass.
It. You need it.
I'm good.
Mobility.
I'm good. I'm
gotta
good
go fast.
So you can walk faster.
That's right, man. You got to get that straight speed up.
So we want to stir the pot a little bit. We want to talk about the glitch, the cheating in the world's first prestige. Oh, time.
That's a lot. A lot of community debate for a day or two on Twitter there.
You know what? Can I just say something? The entire outrage about that is, I think, was just misdirected aggression. We know the community's a bit salty right now about the state of Destiny 2. I think that was just something for
Whoa.
Them to point at and fire.
Are you suggesting that our community is salty about something right now? Are you sure about that? Can we get our fact checkers on this?
Before.
Not my community, all right? I'm being really sassy.
Hashtag not
Let me
my
check
community.
The logs. Let me check the logs real quick.
Check the logs.
It says here they're salty, sir.
Really? All right, I'll crunch the numbers again. Okay, Link, continue. Sorry.
Because the outrage came so quickly, and it was so fierce for like a day, and then it disappeared. I just think they were... People are looking for somebody to point at and be like, mad!
Yeah.
And,
For those
if you
who
don't
know, can we explain it? Yeah.
Yeah. If you've got the Wardcliffe coil and you've got at least one shot in the magazine, you can swap from that gun to another rocket launcher. It basically gives you a full clip of rocket ammo. So you can swap over to the Curtain Call, the Raid Rocket, and boom. Suddenly you've got full heavy. And, a couple of the teams that were running, especially I think it's Clan Redeem.
Redeem, yes.
Yeah, they won.
They were utilizing that during the final fight. Well, not even during the final fight. If you go back and you look, they had used it during basically every encounter. And that got a lot of people upset because they figured, oh, well, they used a glitch. That's why they got world first. And asterisk on this statement, I don't care. When it comes to prestige raid, I really don't care, you know, about the whole world first thing. But I'm not a person who was running for it. I'm not a person who was in there racing teams all across the world trying to get that. So I can understand if, like, if you like, you know, the legend himself, if that clan was legitimately trying to get through that and, you know, maybe lost world first because they weren't utilizing a heavy glitch. Because a lot of teams, one thing, one singular shared feature that I saw from everybody who was streaming, Goth, Redeem, Legend himself, everybody was running out of ammo everywhere in this raid. And so I think, yeah, you know, if you want to make the argument, I think it could be made that, hey, using the heavy ammo glitch gave them heavy ammo in areas where other teams did not have access to it. So is that an advantage? Yeah, it is. It is. But I'm also not burning down Bungie HQ because of it.
Yeah, I've been on the side. I'm kind of like you, TBL. We're on the side where, like, really, I just don't care that much about who got Worlds first or if it's cheating or not. But, like, purely on just a theoretical level, I would say that, like, the only purpose of Worlds first is that for a prestige activity raid or whatever is testing players versus the intended environment, and then this is glitch exploits the intended environment, so maybe it is, but like every top team in contention was also using it, so like
a lot of them were.
I mean, whatever. I don't know what it matters that much.
It shouldn't matter. Yeah, if like everybody else was using it, it's like, I mean, it's whatever.
First of all, how would Bungie, if they weren't streaming, how would Bungie keep track?
I know.
Yeah, that's such an abstract thing.
There's no way. Oh, he intentionally, like, how? And okay, even if you did it, you had the ward clip coil, and then you like switch at the right moment. How could, if they were able to track that, which I guarantee that they aren't, like, how do they distinguish that between people trying to do the ammo exploit and like some random schmo who's like, this gun isn't working out for me, I'm going to switch to a different heavy. Hey, what the heck just happened? I got ammo. And it's like, banned! Ban him for life! Like, it's just, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and I mean, and like I said, I mean, I'm not one of the people who was running for world first. Mm-hmm. Like, certainly, if there was teams out there that that were in, like, maybe the top five in running and lost world first by, like, 5 minutes because they didn't have any heavy and they weren't using this exploit, yeah, I'd imagine they should be pretty mad about that. But I just, I don't care. Maybe it's just my approach to Destiny 2 right now. I don't care.
What is the, I don't know, some people were like, remove their worlds their world first. What does that accomplish if you remove it from them? Because honestly, what is the one thing you get from worlds first? You get some sort of recognition, and if we remove it, that's just doubling down on the amount of recognition that you got, because you just became the center of a controversy, and that's a full-blown media storm for you, baby. So they win no matter what. GG Redeem, you know. Even if you lost the battle, you won the war. All right?
Yeah, and I mean, and I also find it hilarious that Bungie specifically postponed the raid so that they could do something about a cheese to preserve the integrity of World First, and then this happened, and it's the exact situation they were trying to avoid. It's just like, you can't win.
They couldn't.
You couldn't win. And it's certainly not a reason to be mad at Bungie. I saw some of that going on. Fix your game, Bungie. They tried. This is a super abstract thing, like that even people who weren't intending to do it could just kind of stumble upon, like, oh, I've got Warcliff. I should be swapping to Curtain Call. Where'd all this ammo come from? I must have picked something up while I was in my menu.
But every time I hear Curtain Call, I think of the D1 shotgun. So for a second, I was like, why are you switching to a shotgun? What?
How are you doing that, though?
Optimal damage, man. Optimal damage. So yeah, prestige raid happened. Don't run it. Not worth it.
There. Trials didn't happen. Don't run Trials it. You can't.
Yeah. Don't run it. You can't.
What else?
Literally, all endgame right now is just at a non-like existent level, basically.
I've just been directed towards a post on Reddit from someone in our live Twitch chat right now. Shout out to Puff Maggie. The Bungie. This is great. The Bungie forums are blowing up with innocent posts from people banned for DDoSing. Get destroyed, dude. Get absolutely destroyed. There's a couple areas for wiggle room when we're talking about the prestige raid and it's like people were doing it, but it's Bungie's responsibility to patch the glitches. There's zero.
If you DDoS,
you're a terrible person. I have no sympathy for you. I hope you get banned for life. I hope that you put your tooth under the pillow and you get no money from the tooth fairy. I hope you stub your toe tomorrow morning in the bathroom. I hope the floor is really cold and it's uncomfortable on your feet. I wish all those things.
I want your shoes to be filled with Legos.
On you and only you.
This man is about to wish a tummy ache on you guys. Lord, chill out.
I will. No, dude, people who DDoS, they're just the worst, man. They're just the worst. And I'm glad in a week of uncertainty with trials being canceled, boo, and the prestige raid being not really that worth it, boo. The thumbs up from me comes from Bungie finally kicking the ass of a couple DDoSers. Thank God. Keep that going, Bungie. I will support you 100% on that. 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, love it. I just love it.
And to everyone out there who does say things like, my friend was DDoSing, not me. Get better friends. No one cares. Yeah. You just happen to notice that you're...
Please don't arrest me. I didn't murder that guy. Mega Magwitch murdered that guy, and I was standing next to him. Was I in the car
while he was smoking crack the whole time? Yeah, but I thought it was a cigarette that looked weird. Like,
also,
I didn't notice
the crack, but I didn't smoke it, officer.
Look, I didn't rob the bank. I just drove the getaway car, baby. Come on.
Completely different situation, man. Just completely different situation.
Nah, you're done. You're out. You cut. Yeah. You cut, baby. You cut from the team.
Enablers.
Sorry.
Yeah, enabler.
Don't play enabler with cheaters. Don't be a cheater.
Yeah, don't be a cheater.
Yeah.
Don't be a cheater.
Doesn't pay. All right. Other news. We got
what do we got?
We learned what seasons are, right?
Yes.
Those are a thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Bungie had themselves a bit of a live stream at TwitchCon going on this week, and we finally got to learn what the heck they're talking about when they refer to seasons. Because, of course, that's been terminology that they've been using since Destiny 1 in interviews and whatnot, when they talk about weapon seasons and whatnot and the time in between patches. And we learned what it means for Destiny 2. It's basically a roadmap of content that we're going to be getting in increments going forward. We're going to be having four seasons a year, so that's two every half year. We're already about a little over halfway through season number one. Season number two is going to be starting around the same time the first DLC comes out, I think in December. I do believe it's called The Curse of Osiris, or DLC pack. And we got to learn what exactly seasons pertain to. You guys want to talk about that for a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
That's all.
I just want to hear. I want to hear you talk about it.
Oh, you want to hear me talk about it? Okay. Well, I mean, it was a pretty decent live stream. They went over their goals for what they want to see moving forward with the content release schedule with Destiny. First thing of note is that a metaphorical torch is being passed from the main development crew of Destiny 2 to the live team of old. If you guys remember, the main development crew, of course, made Destiny, made the first couple of DLCs, Dark Below, House of Wolves, and then ultimately The Taken King. And then after The Taken King came out, the live crew, which is a separate dev team within Bungie, kind of took over. They're the ones who created some of the live events like Festival of the Lost, Sparrow Racing League. I think the live team was also responsible for the entirety of Rise of Iron, if I'm remembering that correctly. We've got a lot of experience with them, and they've got a lot of experience with, in my opinion, cleaning up Bungie's mess. if I think that's fair to say when it comes
to
Destiny.
Bring back the live team, please.
Yeah. I thought it was really funny when they said that they're passing the torch over to the live team to kind of maintain Destiny 2. And it's like, oh, so you release Destiny 2, let it get to the mess that it's in right now, and then just say, here, live team, fix this. fix this wonderful thing we made. Hey.
It's like, do what you did in Destiny 1 and bring it here.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you know, granted, I think that's probably the best way to move forward because the live team did a lot of good for Destiny 1. Maintaining that game throughout the big content droughts we had. Yeah. Earthquakes. That's Bungie coming for me. Like, what did you say about us? I'm sorry.
What did you say?
My bad, man. My bad. But, you know, the live team's been responsible for a lot of really good things. I mean, we've got The Dawning coming up next month. That's coming back. Ooh. I'd like to imagine that the live team, knowing everything they know from all the work they did with Destiny 1, we're probably going to be getting some really good stuff back. Ornaments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Strike specifically.
Ornaments.
Oh, we can have snowball fights.
Snowball fights.
Literally all
don't forget the hockey.
That's all I care. Yeah, the hockey.
Ice hockey.
Yeah. I want to play
it's
hockey.
It's real.
I want to throw snowballs.
So, I'm gonna go to the farm and hide in those snow forts that I was promised.
And I'll find you.
Mm. And you're gonna get pegged. Hold the snowball right in your face.
I just linked in the Twitch chat, if you're there with us live. a really great link to a mega thread about the event on Destiny the Game.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool stuff if you want to read along with us. And their goals for the seasons that we have listed here. More predictable timetables, knowing what to expect, when to expect it. You know, make big changes to the game. Sandbox tuning. New features, more content. So that's good. I think it's nice to know that we can have a little bit more of an expectancy factor when it comes to a new sandbox patch. Because in the past, we were like, when is this changing? Like, need new things. But now we know it's all going to be kind of tangled together with the new season. And the next season is coming winter 2017. Not as specific as we'd like.
No, but that's soon. Relatively
soon. I mean, that's better. Yeah.
That's like December. Yeah. We know it's going to happen in December because they're going to do the dawning and the whole holiday package, which happens around that time. It's going to be December, people.
I mean, it's nice to know that, you know, they're outlining all this stuff, you know, a month after the game is out because, I mean, like you just mentioned beforehand, it's like we had like 6 months of like a specific meta where it was just like there. Static, nothing changed. Yeah. It was static, yeah. But I'm glad that this is happening like a little bit more often, which is what they said they were going to do before Destiny 2 released.
Mm-hmm. So, it's nice to kind of have this roadmap of content because they do go into some pretty good detail about the things we're going to be getting in addition to, like, the ice hockey. They're going to have events. They go on to mention that the change in, like, weather and the event stuff is going to not only affect social spaces but public zones as well. So I'm assuming maybe we're going to get a Winter Wonderland European Dead Zone. I'd like that.
Ooh,
But they also talked a bit about some of the things that are going to be changing from season to season. Because these season changes are going to represent changes not only with the events that are going to be going on, but with vendors. Factions are going to be selling different things. Like Faction Rally. Season 2 Faction Rally armor is going to be different from Season 1 Faction Rally armor. There's going to be different weapons and stuff in there. Iron Banner is going to have different weapons and armor in between different seasons. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff in there to kind of make it worth your while to come back and check Destiny, you know, every couple of months when the seasons change.
Now, was the armor for Iron Banner, was that a whole different set, or was that the set that we have with ornaments?
It might be the set that we have with ornaments. I think they mentioned something about that in there. Right here. For Season 2, there will be ornaments. There will be an ornament slot requiring an objective to unlock to show that you've completed a limited or event objective, such as like winning 10 Iron Banner matches or, you know, getting flawless in Trials of the Nine. Kind of confirming that we're going to be getting legendary armor set ornaments back, which is yay.
Which is awesome.
That's awesome. Those were great in Age of Triumph. And kind of adding a little bit of exclusivity there. Because in order to get those ornaments, you're going to have to compete in these events while they're live during the season that they're live in. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with exclusive stuff.
I'm good with that as long as they keep it that way. And I hate to sound that way, but I'm a huge believer in having items and you actively participating during that time. And then when like a new Guardian comes in, like later on down the line, it's like, oh, yep, sorry, buddy, you had to be there.
You had to be there. And that certainly seems to be the case and really the point of these seasons. Like I said, there's going to be different stuff from factions and whatnot. And different event stuff, like the Dawning is going to have its own armor set. We got to look at that. It's going to have its own shaders and whatnot. And they make a mention in this in this event. That this event stuff, these I think they call them rituals during these seasons. They are going to have exclusive stuff, so it's kind of incentive to come and play during the time that these events are active, so you can get this stuff because you might not have a chance to get it for a long time.
That's awesome. I'm initiating the timeouts. Can I just say something? Because I was thinking about it. I'm pretty much betting money it's going to happen in the YouTube comment section. It's going to happen. You know, wherever. It's already happening right now in the Twitch comments. There are people out there who saw the TwitchCon reveal and they were, like, angry or disappointed to a degree because, like, there's a real worry in the community right now. We've all heard about it. We've probably talked about it with friends or with other community members. Doesn't matter. About how Destiny 2 is in a very weird place right now. Potentially bad place. Now, I did see a post on the Destiny the Game subreddit about how the population was, like, dropping off hardcore. The numbers that were posted were misleading, though, which is why they wrote in the... they were, like, misleading title. And then you go into the comment section, it was like, you're, like, these... like, you're effing the numbers here. We know that the population's dipping a little bit. Not as badly as what was originally posted in that post. Or so it has been explained to me in the comment section. The upcoming season, the winter season, I think... whether we want it to or not. No Cabal meme there.
Step into a wall.
Dang it.
It's burned into my brain now. It's going to be like an important season. Because I think a lot of people are really... I haven't seen the community this salty in a while.
Yeah.
I really haven't. Yeah. It's like people are already like, dude, like ice hockey and snowball fights, we're already in a content drought. And Bungie's showing his skins for new ghosts. It's like, okay, for the TwitchCon presentation, what did you expect? Like, did you think they were going to come out and be like, hey, this is exactly the changes we're going to make to the sandbox? No, they save that for the online... they save that for the TWAB. They save that for the hot fix patch things that they post.
Yeah.
The TwitchCon was just supposed to be a hype panel for like, here's the live content stuff that we're working on. Yeah, they're not going to dig into like, this is exactly what we're changing. We're going to change the rate of fire by 0.02 for this gun. It's like, yeah, that's going to really excite the audience. Like, but that stuff is coming. We know for a fact that it's coming because they've talked about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that this upcoming season, it's going to be important because I think that some people are already really irritated with the state of the game. They don't like the loot system. It's like people have said, there's a real lack of end game drive. And wow, is it being really multiplied in a bad way right now because they've canceled trials for two weeks.
That's rough.
And like, I looked on the Twitch directory this weekend, and normally Destiny 2... right up there, and it was, I couldn't even find it in like the top 15. It was like,
it was, yeah, I think it was at 19 or 20 when I checked this week.
Might have been under Destiny 1.
So I was like, yeah, that's bottom of the barrel. But I was like, awkward. And like, with there's like no real incentive for me to do the prestige raid because it's like a shader, okay? Like, so I understand the concern. I will say that I have my fingers crossed. I know in the past, Bungie has done work in terms of like listening to community feedback, making changes based on what they think they're hearing from the community, what we want. So for the moment, I'd say, you know, keep the faith. Now, before someone starts calling me a shill in the comment section,
banana shill,
I will just say, look, if Destiny 2, like they want to make the best game they can make, right? Mm-hmm. We want the best game that we can play. Bungie is going to make changes based on what they think is their vision for best possible version of D2. Now, if you hold on, and if you wait, and if they make changes, and you see that your ideal version of Destiny 2 doesn't match up with what their perfect game of Destiny 2 is, then let them know your feedback in a way that doesn't make you sound like an asshole, in a way that they'll listen to. And then, if it's really hot-heading you that much, just play a different game. Because that, like, one, it'll help you cool down. It'll help you gain perspective. And two, if you're not playing, Bungie's going to notice, because they're looking at the population numbers. And if they continue this way, they're going to make changes. So I'm not telling you play a different game to try and piss you off. You know what I mean? Like, play a different game, bro. Take it or leave it. No, like, it helps the community when you're not constantly bathing in a salt bath day after day. If they're not making the changes that you want to see, take a break. And hopefully they'll notice and act accordingly.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're absolutely right about that. And it's like, if you look at... let's look at, like, the first month of Destiny 2. Destiny 1 Vanilla. Obviously, the leveling system was way different back then. There was, I don't think light level was a thing then. It was just like up to level 30, but you had to complete Vault of Glass and get all of the gear, or at least most of it, with an exotic to reach max level.
Correct.
That was the grind for that end game during that. And now Destiny has evolved into, you know, being able to get your way to max power level now. by doing pretty much whatever the hell you want. Basically. So Bungie is just like they need to find a way to, like, I don't want to say cater, because that almost sounds a little entitled, but to satisfy that group that really wants, and, you know, a hardcore grind back, like, in the vanilla experience, because that's where a lot of that fan base came from. You know, a lot of people are thirsty for that. But in doing so, they alienated a lot of the people that couldn't play more often. So we're just, like, in this weird gray area of, like, the, you know, things are too easy to get. The power level is just easily accessible. So we just kind of have to wait and see how they're going to strike that balance now.
Yeah, yeah, and it's certainly not something that's easily achievable, because this with this type of game, people are looking for that carrot on the stick. You're absolutely right. They're looking for something to chase. And I think Bungie, you know, they really, I think it's pretty obvious to see now, they really wanted to expand the audience for Destiny by making it a more casual experience. And I would say they succeeded in that, and they've probably hooked in a lot of players doing that. And while that's a good thing, I think it's great that Destiny is more accessible to more people. I tell the stories every single week of my buddy who didn't even get through the original story for Destiny. Like, he got so bored and just done with it, he got to, like, Mars and quit. He's enthralled with Destiny 2. He loves it. It's a lot more accessible to him. He doesn't feel like he's years behind me and my friends. And that's a good thing. That's great. That's another player who's now in this game. But at the same time, you're absolutely right. There needs to be something for players to chase. And, you know, in D1, that was light level. That was the perfect role. And I'm not exactly saying that some of that, that all of that stuff needs to come back as it was in Destiny 1. Because, of course, we spent like 3 years in Destiny 1 complaining about stuff like randomized roles and randomized loot drops. And we act kind of surprised that it's not in D2. But I do think that there is something for Bungie to do there, where they need to figure out how exactly they want to mold their in-game. What exactly people are going to be chasing when they reach that pinnacle of power level, that 305 level.
Can I just say, I think it's funny. Like, to some degree, I really wish I could be like a fly on the wall. In like the Bungie meeting room. Just because, like, it makes me laugh that they're trying to sometimes implement the changes that we talk about, the community talks about. And then when we get the changes, we complain anyway. So, like, a perfect example is, like, how people are complaining, like, ugh, dude, it's like, in Destiny 1, we have so much grinding to do. Because the weapons drop with random rolls. And it's so impossible. Like, the chances of getting a good palindrome are, like, 1 in 800,000. And it's like, what a bunch of garbage. Story Machine... God, I miss that guy. He never got a good hand cannon. He always kept getting casket mag.
Yeah.
And he
every
would complain. It's like, oh my god. And Bungie's like, hey, we hear you. We're going to put in fixed weapon rolls. And at the beginning, we were all like, wow, that's really cool. Yeah, they're going to put in fixed weapon rolls. Yeah. I was like, excited. It's like, no more excessive grinding. No more excessive grinding. No more, no more. And then now we're at the point where, like, I have every freaking weapon. What were you thinking, Bungie? What were you thinking? What were you thinking, you idiots? And then they're over there like,
we gave you what you wanted. Told us to.
And, like, I'm just going to say right now, this is why I was right all along.
Yeah.
I freaking said, bring back the gunsmith. This is where the gunsmith fills needed role.
High
Boom,
five.
There it is. In the community, because you need something like that, because then you have the joy of random roles. But you cut out the horrible factor of, like, oh, I have to grind so much for the perfect roll. If they had some form of gunsmith in the game where you could get a good roll without having to make it too simple, it's like, oh yeah, just keep throwing weapon parts in his face until he gives you the right one. Maybe it's like you complete challenges or like milestones. It's like, ooh, you got this many challenges or milestones complete in PvE this week. Congratulations, you earned and you can spend towards buying from a chart on your favorite weapon perk, and you can put that into your gun, and you customize your weapon, and you build it yourself, and it feels really cool. I am available for hire, Bungie.
Yeah. I think ultimately, what you said to start this all off is you wish you were, like, you could be a fly on the wall. Yes. I'm sure they get frustrated with community complaining either way, but I think they don't need to worry about the community complaining that much, because they can go back to what you were saying earlier about you told people just to stop playing, and they can just look at that. And if people are complaining no matter what, all Bungie really needs to look at is which version of the game had people playing longer more. Even while people bitched nonstop about grinding for random
rules.
Were
they coming back every day?
They were coming back every day while they complained. They came back and treated it like it was a slog or a job, but they kept playing. Ultimately, it may... But I don't know how bad the numbers really are in comparison. You know, like, I don't have the data in front of me. So I think Bungie just needs to look at that for their decision ultimately. And they're a big company. They're not a small indie dev artist who's worried about their perfect vision, let's say. I think they're more worried about how much money in return they can get to an extent than somebody who's like...
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, than somebody who is like, I'm chasing my pure vision. I'm going to make it this way no matter what. So, like Fallout said, I honestly think the game will gravitate toward an equilibrium that the community likes more, just based on the numbers of who's playing and who's not, because they'll tweak the game. And that's... I don't get worried a lot, because I always say the core game, the actual gameplay experience, I like way more.
The core,
like,
gameplay loop is
the core game is great. So I know in the long run all issues will kind of work themselves out for me as a player, as Bungie is like, well, less people are playing. Let's tweak this. Like, and I'll be like, all right, cool. Well, I like this tweak, or I don't like this. And
I like it.
It'll ebb and flow. It'll ebb and flow like that.
But yeah.
In the meantime, let's keep pitching ideas that we like, because I like the idea of being able to make my own guns.
I mean, it's worked in other games of this caliber. I think that'd be a fantastic way to both expand the mod system that's already in the game and give you a reason to go to Banshee other than just trying to get the NTFE. Kill two birds with one stone. And I honestly think that the mod system they have for armor right now would be a great way to do it. You get a bunch of rare mods, you get a couple of those together, like you get a... Let's say, what's one good perk? Firefly. I think it's called, what, Dragonfly?
Dragonfly now.
Yeah. You get three rare Dragonfly mods. You can create one legendary Dragonfly mod that has, you know, gives you your +5 attack and whatever. You can apply that to one weapon to give it Dragonfly.
Yeah.
That'd basically the same system as the armor system, just put it in for weapons, which I almost feel like Bungie has to have thought of. And for whatever reason just didn't implement, because I think that's the most underutilized, other than strikes. I think the mod system for weapons is the most underutilized thing in the game, because it's literally you're just adding 5 power or changing an element, and it feels like it should be so much more than that, and it could be so much more than that. But
definitely does, and that's something I really am hoping and expecting to change. Just, I don't know, take away a lot of the randomness, but still make it so drops feel interesting, or like you can change something with them, or it's unique. It's weird to me. I think a lot of people say, like, it's weird that they've kept the same drop system almost. Like, you get guns all the time, but like the fact that it is the same guns is a weird thing. It's like, really, it just like just make it so that this one just doesn't drop anymore. Honestly, it would probably be fine if I can't tweak it more than the element. Especially kinetic ones, there's like literally no point in me getting another kinetic weapon. Maybe for element, if I'm a weirdo and I want to have like three of the different elements, you know, like I don't want to swap them out all the time. But currently, the mod system could definitely use tweaks on kinetics and on elementals as well in reality. But yeah.
I mean, I feel like we'll eventually see some kind of overhaul with the mod system.
I feel like that too.
But I mean, even now, like if they could take the perks that are in some of the armor mods and translate that over to like the proper weapons. Like if you want more kinetic balance on your kinetic weapon, slap a kinetic balance mod on there. You know, I mean, they're there. I don't know why they tied it to to armor, but I mean, like they could have tied the, like, for example, like some of the perks that they had on like the raid stuff in D1, like, you know, melee deals additional damage to a Cabal or to a Vex or whatever, and keep that towards the armor. But I don't know. I feel like down the line where we will see like some kind of overhaul with the mod system.
Yeah. Which, granted, I mean, they've said as much. Luke Smith has said that, you know, it's a constantly evolving process, and this is a conversation they've been having behind the doors at Bungie. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a change to mods.
Not at all. Not at all surprised. There's lots of... Considering, I don't know, how many things they've already announced are, like, coming just for, like, the less important stuff, and we know they're listening constantly to feedback and they're working on changes and stuff. I know in the long run they're going to implement big changes to the game.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, we're a month into the game.
Destiny
yeah,
always
we're
has
a month
had,
and a half in. Yeah.
I mean,
and
Destiny has always had huge changes, right? Like, I mean,
yeah. If they don't shut your hole and go play a different
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
go play Fortnite.
Yeah.
That's
go play
huge.
Fortnite. That game is fun, dude. I played it. The game's mad fun.
It is fun.
Play. I like it.
Shoot, I had 300 and something people watching me run strikes in Destiny 1 for some reason a day or two ago. There are other games.
Yeah.
Other games.
Dude, I just like Hovey. I love KJ Hovey. He's a great streamer. Good guy. Good friend. And he just tweeted the other day, like, and people gave him flack for it. I was like, Hovey's a beautiful man. You leave him alone. But he was like, it just gets annoying when people are bitching, like, every single day. It's like,
yeah.
Just like, literally every day people are bitching. It's like, dude, just why are you still playing the game if you complain that much? Why? I need to know why. We just want the game to be the best it can be. So do we. So does Bungie.
Yeah.
Do you think Bungie wants to make a bad game? Do you think that Bungie wants people to not play their game? Is that what you're suggesting to me? Because I don't think that's right. Like, we all want the game to be what we want it to be. I mean, everyone's vision for the perfect game is going to be a little bit different. If I interviewed 100 different people out of random Twitch chats and said, if you could make all the changes that you wanted to Destiny 2, do you think every list would be identical? Fuck no. They would probably have a lot of overlapping goals. Many people would probably be like, well, it would be great if we had more than two playlists for PvP right now. That would be great.
Yeah.
But like, if you get into the nitty-gritty and the specifics, they'd all be different. So just keep that in mind, that everybody's vision of a perfect D2 is not exactly the same. And if Bungie continues to make changes and they don't line up with your perfect D2, then let them know how you feel on the forums without using the word AIDS, cancer, or anything like that. And then you just go play a different game.
Yeah.
That's how it works. That is your path.
That is
also, the PC
feedback.
Version of the game comes out like.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So get ready to start all over again.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of people playing it for the first time. They're going to be really hype, and then we'll probably hear them bitching in like 2 weeks.
They'll be complaining. Yeah. They'll be complaining instantly.
But I think with that out of the way, that will also open up like a lot more availability to like focus on other things in the company, like focus on changes and stuff. Because I'm sure there are a lot of people who are like still like. We got to prep. We got to prep for this.
Yeah.
We got this huge thing still coming to prep for. You know, so
yeah.
I think we're good. I'm excited for the PC version to come out for other people's sake, at least. You know,
I'm gonna be on it.
I'm gonna be watching.
dude, it's gonna be great. I'm hyped for it. I'm big time hyped.
Looks good.
Big time hyped.
Oh yes, I think it'll be interesting to see how differently the game's meta forms and shapes.
I was just about to say that too.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be cool. Hand cannons again? Because those things are super unforgiving on console, but that's not so much a problem on PC. And they were really good in the beta.
I feel like Last Hope is going to be even better on PC.
That's going to be
better.
Amazing to watch people just lasering really everybody with it. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
People are going to be complaining about that gun big time. Even more than they already do right now.
Oh, yeah. Man. But, that might single-handedly push the call for its nerf.
Keep your eyes peeled for that.
Might seem a lot more of the full auto sidearms into play as well.
Oh, yeah, that too. Since recoil mitigation is going to be cake on PC.
pretty good. Are we about time for questions, yeah?
I guess the one last thing about seasons is they talk about Season 1, Season 2. We're going to get new Eververse stuff, and we're going to be getting something called Clarion Calls, which is basically going to be like challenges for when you log in the game. I think they said the first one's going to be you just need to complete activities in-game with a clanmate. You're going to get like a double EXP buff, which might not mean a lot for you if you're already max level, but hey, you can earn those bright engrams.
I think it's interesting when they give like things that are coming that are like ways to earn stuff faster or more XP stuff for stuff. I'm just like, that's kind of the opposite problem right now, man. But that's cool, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
I can earn nothing twice as fast.
I'll take the double XP just so I won't have to spend silver in the Eververse store, man.
Yes, that's true. Just, I'll take that. I'll take the extra that shaders and whatnot. Oh, yeah. The biggest news of all. They're looking at a way to delete more than one shader at a time. Hallelujah.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I hoard my shaders. I never delete any.
Stop it.
Please
stop
let
it
me.
Right now.
I haven't deleted delete a single things from one, the postmaster. Let me delete things from the postmaster.
Dude, the day.
Let me delete things from the
postmaster. You can't delete
day,
from the postmaster.
The day they implement that feature, I'll never say another bad word about Destiny again.
Yeah,
I'll quit,
yeah,
I'll
yeah,
quit
right
even being on this podcast. It's like, that's all I want.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it, Bungie. That's all you got to do, Bungie.
Yeah.
I don't care about the grind for in-game. No. You fix that delete from Postmaster option. You got me. I'm done.
I'm there forever. It's the only game I ever play.
I got a question.
Oh, yeah, question
chat
times, yes.
Okay,
yeah,
people in the chat, if you have questions, hit us with those questions.
Hit
we
with
got
the
one
cues
from, great name, ShortBus720. What do you think the chance of another raid in year one of D2? I actually think it's pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Within
I think
one,
it's a really
yeah,
good
yeah,
chance.
Yeah, yeah. Within the next 11
raid
months, do I think we'll
yeah,
get another
right
raid? I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
Of course. Yeah. Sometime, you know, I don't know.
With
the,
with
the
whatever
summer,
the, whenever the
summer
big DLC is. Like, whenever there's DLCs,
yep,
I'm
December
fairly certain. Yeah, so.
You can rest assured they're working on it right now. Even as I speak, dressed as a giant foam banana, they
yeah
are behind closed doors working on a raid right
they're
now.
Obviously working on the raid where, oh God, what's his name? What's the Warmind's name? Rasputin is the
Rasputin
boss. Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly
oh,
we're gonna take
cool
on Rasputin in that DLC, obviously. Get hype now and get angry when it doesn't happen, people. Alright, let's get ready.
I'm just ready for that Sabathun raid.
Oh,
I literally
I
won't
want
play
rub
it.
My
that's
hands
gonna be my
that
King's Fall again. I won't
give
even
some
run
hand
it
sanitizer.
I'm gonna
cleanse
delete the
me
game
of this hive filth.
Is there a way you can run the game without downloading the DLC that includes a Sabathun raid?
You could in D1. That was actually how you continued getting like the God Roll Hawksaw. But yeah. I mean, we've got the DLC's coming out in like a month and a half, so
yeah.
More
probably
questions.
Raid.
More questions. Taylor, ideas for raid-specific mods? Like for your armor? That could be a cool idea.
Things that
raid
help you get through
mods
the raid easier? Like,
yeah,
like
I mean,
what? More damage to
run faster whatever when you're running a ball through the gauntlet.
Oh, that would be
yeah,
a good
yeah, increase
one
agility,
yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
Kind of the
again,
same
it,
as the
a lot of those are like perks that we had in the D1
in,
armor.
In King's Fall, yeah.
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 Getting yeah, getting so the charge in King's Fall. There were mods mm-hmm on the armor to make you more agile when you pick that up. That would be something
yeah
good, just to make that that gauntlet section a little bit more fun.
How about a mod to
what else
increase your likelihood of finding
most
heavy
of
ammo on enemies? How about that?
That's a classic.
That could be a good one.
That is a classic.
How about
right
that
there
right there?
I'm down
let's
with
look
that.
Let's look for another question. Another question. Trini, what are your guys' favorite emotes so far? Spicy ramen, or as Deej would say, spicy Raymond.
Spicy ramen's pretty good.
I'm a trials cheater, so whatever the trials cheater one is.
Bureaucratic walk.
There it is. That's my favorite one because that means if I want to stream on the weekends, there's no trials to compete with. My Friday streams don't get tanked at 1 o'clock, so I'm happy about it.
Send your hate mail to Mega Magwitch.
I love the confused email. That's my favorite. Love that one.
Yeah, I mean, I would have said six shooter, you know, before this week, but the John Travolta.
Oh, it's so good.
Confused emo. I've been waiting all my life for this one.
And I'm probably going to really like the mic drop one that's coming. I feel like I'm going to like that one,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be really.
Yeah.
I can that's already picture fun every Fun Police kill ending with that
yeah
mic drop
oh, yeah
on somebody. Yeah.
Oh, here's an interesting question. Kane's fan. What do you think Bungie's first priority is right now?
Ooh.
I
right
don't know
now?
Yeah.
In order, making sure PC release is smooth and then finishing DLC Pack 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably
that
where the
what do you
majority
think
of their focus is.
Yeah, DLC Pack 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be it. That might be their number one priority. Mm-hmm. They probably have a bunch of other priorities.
Doing Mega Magwitch's personal wish list of items for Destiny
Correct.
2 is their
Nailed
number
it.
One priority.
Incorporating that no HUD Nailed mode it. Just for you.
Yes. Adding in custom games again, just for me only.
Please.
Nobody else gets it, but you can play them if you match with me, so I become the most popular Guardian of all time. That's it.
Another question. Mikey, do you guys think we will have another Black Spindle moment?
What is that?
What's a Black Spindle moment?
Yeah, I don't know what a Black Spindle moment is.
Hidden quest.
A really cool
hidden
quest, because that would be...
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe.
I hope
That'd
so.
Be kind of cool.
That was a live team thing, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
That was also a daily story playlist thing, which we need.
Yeah. That'd be good.
I mean, there's no other way in, like, getting those... at the moment, because I mean, that was kind of tucked away in a story mission that was in the daily,
and how well hidden that was, because we
oh,
got no indication that that was a thing until somebody just randomly, you know, just speed running that mission, turned over and said,
that door's open
I'm gonna go check that out, and then it's just like, holy crap, a hidden boss and an exotic. Yeah,
that
I want
great.
That
I want more of that.
Mm-hmm.
I love the hidden exotic quests that are like hard to track down and stuff like that. When the community has to rally behind solving something is always like the most exciting times in the game, you know. So I would love more things like that, and hopefully we will get them. I think they know people like those, so I could imagine that. Not soon, but I mean, I'd be surprised if we don't get it, something like that again.
Yeah.
I still count the hunt for the sleeper simulant. That, like, 3-month period of absolute insanity was one of the top 10 gaming moments of all time.
I loved constant weird theories on how to get that thing.
People losing their minds. The numbers, like, if you look at these two textures when the skybox changes here, it shows the war mine signal. Yeah, it was beautiful time period. Beautiful
that was
time.
Fun. That was fun. And then out of nowhere, the first firewall pops up, and it's like, what triggered it?
Yeah, I know.
Time gate.
Ooh.
Oh,
it was
man.
The Vex behind it all, guys.
It was the Vex.
Time gate.
So thank
it was
you, Effie.
The whole time.
Oh, man.
Okay, here's a pop. Times. Pop Mart. Says, how about triggers in normal strikes in order to change them to heroic versions of strikes?
That would be sick.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really that would
cool.
be pretty
That'd
cool.
That'd be awesome.
Anything cool. that gave me a heroic version of a strike would be cool. So,
anything
I mean,
to bring those modifiers.
That makes that happen.
Hidden but. Stuff like that, and we have to figure out what it is that you do to trigger it, right?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
cool.
That would be really cool. Anything that you... Even, just having to work more as a team in the strike. Things that make strikes more interesting for replayability, you know, are always things that I'm a fan of, which is why I liked strike scoring as much as it isn't really wasn't really a huge like deal, but like getting a higher score at least made it a little bit more interesting. Anything that makes activities that are meant to be grinded and played over and over again have the option of being more interesting, I'm in favor of.
I'm down with that.
Yes.
Nice.
Maggie says, please, no heroic events are bad enough already with blueberries. That's true. But that would make for some
There's only
hilarious
one, though. There's
moments.
Only one that's really bad, and that's the Blight.
The Blight one is
Nobody
infuriating.
Understands
brutal.
How to do that.
Here's the problem with the Blight one. The Blight one is the only one where you look like an asshole if you're trying to do it and they don't know how to do it. Like, any other one, it's like, he's doing this thing. This is interesting. What is he doing? Let me mimic it and see if it has
that
an effect.
One,
the Blight one is,
very well
he's shooting this immune thing like an idiot. What is this guy doing
what
over and
jerk.
Over again.
It's most of the heroic public events, they're pretty well telegraphed what you have to do. That one, not at all. Like, it took me forever to figure out what I was supposed to do with that one before I noticed the tiny little buff that said blighted whatever, and you got 4 seconds of it.
I read it. I read what to do, and I wasn't even sure I was doing it right the first time I did it. I was like, what is this? It was a straight up... Here's
happening.
A deep reference for you all. Mylon Secret Castle on NES is one of the most obscure beginnings to a game you've ever played. Basically, you have to like buy a special item that's hidden in one room, and you have to move a brick, and then like shoot something where you just move that brick. But even moving the brick, it doesn't do a push animation. You just walk against it for 2 seconds with the normal walk animation, and then the brick moves. It was something like that. I'm just like, I have no idea.
Logic.
What I'm doing is actually Amazing. Doing anything. It's ridiculous. All right. I love it.
Good stuff. All right. I think that's a good place to cut it short.
Cut it short pretty
on time. Cut it short on time.
Cut it short on time.
There we go. Tight hour, boys. I don't have my script in front of me. I'm going to wing it. All right, everybody. Now's the time when the show is over. We love all of you. Thank you so much for coming. Now is the time when you can tell us in the chat who you want to host, who you want to raid. There's a Care Bear literally right here on the camera. Wave goodbye to the Care Bear.
Care Bear stare. Give it to him.
What the hell was I saying? Okay, yeah. Planet Destiny podcast every weekend, Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, although we might change that back
now that
to
we've lost our we'll good man to... story we might change
yeah,
it.
All right, pour one out. Stay tuned.
He's sleeping, he's happy.
He's that's true. He's, like, he's sleeping happy. Yeah. We'll keep you posted if the time changes, but in the meantime, we'll see you next Sunday. And as for the PD podcast, I'm Fallout. You can find me on YouTube, youtube.com/falloutplays, twitch.tv/falloutplays. You can find Mega at twitch.tv/megamagwitch or youtube.com/huskyraid. You can find TBL at youtube.com/theblacklink, and you can find Nem at twitch.tv/nemplays. Nailed it?
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Good job.